Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Ireland's nominee for the European Commission, Michael McGrath, has been answering questions at a three-hour confirmation hearing at the European Parliament this morning as he seeks to formally become the Commissioner for Democracy, Justice and the Rule of Law. Shona Murray, Europe correspondent for Euronews, has been watching the hearing and she's on the line. Now, Shona, it was just wrapping up, I think, in the last couple of minutes. How did he get on?
Yeah, I think you'd be hard-pressed to say he didn't do enough, more than enough, probably to pass through the line. I mean, his portfolio itself is quite deep and very wide-ranging. So you had 8 out of the 20 European Parliament committees questioning him on the very various aspects, rule of law being a lot, one of them, budgetary, gender equality, various other committees were there and questioning on various different issues. So he actually got a round of applause a couple of times on one of the issues. For example, one of the far-right MEPs from Hungary said that the Commission's criticism of Hungary was like state Soviet trials, and whether he agreed with this politicisation of the rule of law against Hungary, to which he replied that he would be fair and firm and he would try dialogue first, but he would have would never hesitate to use the rule of law when countries like Hungary are breaching it when it comes to impacting the budget, not cooperation when it comes to gender equality and LGBT rights and so on. And he also really, this also MEP had asked him what to do with migrants who are criminals who won't leave the Union, and he said that's not pit people against each other. Criminals are criminals and crimes are crime. So he parried quite of these attacks quite well. And then I did manage to speak to some MEPs, in particular from the Greens, who have been watching this very carefully because they really pursue rule of law issues, and they said that he's someone they could work with.
All right, interesting, because it was the co-leader of the European Greens, Terry Reinke, who said that he'd have to be a little bit un-Irish. Irish people are considered to be very polite and friendly quite often, she said, and I think he will have to be rather tough. So are you saying then, given that they seem to be happy, that he was tough?
Yeah, actually, one thing that did what was added on from that MEP, Daniel Foynd, was that he comes across, and he did so in the last 3 hours, in his opinion, as timid. But if you look at the substance of what he said, he knew the detail fully of what he was supposed to apply. And he did say that he would certainly be using dialogue, but wouldn't hesitate to apply the rule of law because this impacts all of the European Union. And also he talked about the fact that once one member state gets away with breaching the rules, then there's a slippage and it seeps into other countries, which is in fact what we're seeing from Hungary to Slovakia and what we also saw in Poland and so on. So he sort of made the point about this. So I think that certainly, yeah, from a characteristic point of view, people may feel he comes across as timid and they don't know him that well, but the substance was there undoubtedly.
And the Irish MEPs, Regina Doherty and Luke Ming-Flanagan, they had the opportunity to question him, did they?
That's right. Luke Ming-Flanagan talked to him about the infringement proceedings that the European Commission initiated back in July in relation to the MiCA scandal and the fact that Ireland failed to implement regulations, European Union regulations, when it comes to construction products regulations, so which led to misery for thousands of Irish people and defective homes and so on. And Michael McGrath, in fact, Luke Ming-Flanagan said, well, how can you be a gamekeeper if in fact you're a poacher because you're from the government that has sort of allowed this continue. And Michael McGrath responded saying that the Irish government would show evidence that they did apply the regulation, but also that they are making sure that the regulation is much more strictly applied and that in due course, you know, they would respond to the European Commission's infringement proceedings. And then Regina Doherty asked him about the Draghi report, which talks about over-regulation. The EU's promise that it would reduce the burden of regulation by about 35%, and whether he could ensure that was the case because consumer protection and markets are the single market is part of his portfolio. And he said that that would be something that he would ensure happens without diminishing consumer rights. So not deregulating, but ensuring that things were much more accessible and red tape was cut.
So what happens next then? How is this all approved?
So in the next 24 hours, we should have a response. The groups are now meeting to decide how they feel that he got on and whether or not their specific areas were dealt with in terms of their concerns and their questions. And it's a two-thirds majority. Some of those on the far right, like the Hungarians, which would be very testy around this issue of rule of law and really would like to push the Justice Commissioner, that they may have an issue. But overall, I mean, the fact that there was a bit of laughter at one point because one of the far-right MEPs from the AfD in Germany asked him whether he was going to have a combative relationship with Elon Musk because consumer protection comes under his area, and whether he was going to therefore limit free speech because Elon Musk was a person who supported free speech, and everyone laughed at that. Mm-hmm. And he sort of said, well, look, again, the rules have to apply for everyone. There are boundaries when it comes to free speech. So I think, you know, I would bet that he will fairly sail through this.
Right, because we know the last time three commissioners weren't approved by the European Parliament, and it can get very political. Yeah. Like, are there any nominees now in the class of 2024 that will be under pressure?
Yeah, well, Oliver Verhelyi is number one who would be under pressure. He is the Hungarian commissioner who was very heavily criticised. I mean, he was a commissioner for enlargement, but rule of law is part of that, because when you're dealing with enlargement, you're dealing with new countries coming into the European Union that have to apply by the rules. And he constantly downplayed Serbia, which is very much criticised as being pro-Putin, pro-Russia, and deeply corrupt. That's an area where he'll come down on with in terms of his previous history. Also, it's notable that he was demoted by Ursula von der Leyen, or at least his commission portfolio, which is now about animal health, is seen as demotion because he was obviously a sitting commissioner and is given a much lower ranking. He also was caught on a hot mic calling MEPs idiots. So that probably won't go down too well.
Not unlikely.
And then you have Rafael Fitto, who is the Italian nominee, who's executive vice president, which is a very senior role. But you'll have the coalition of the S&D, the Greens, Renew and so on, potentially coming after him. He was a cohesion minister in the Italian government before. So he went against, you know, European cohesion funds. And he's seen as essentially someone of the far right that MEPs won't want in such a senior position. But I don't know. I think actually there's a consensus that he will pass this. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, look, we wait and see what will happen. Shona, thanks for bringing us all that. Shona Murray there, Europe correspondent with Euronews. Next up, David McWilliams.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.